Chapter 17. Symbols. Magna Macrag Civitas, Fortress of Hera. Numeon stood in another of the Praetorium's audience halls. It did not seem so long ago that he had been received in one by no less than 3 Primarchs. Again he was not alone, but on this occasion Baregzitos, Rekor Zathen, and Phaestus Varkir accompanied him. For now they were the only 4 souls in the large vaulted chamber. Zathen whistled.
Grandios,
he muttered, taking in the spectacle of the frescoed ceiling, the ornate columns, banners, and tapestries. It was a work of art, although some of that had faded during Ultramar's recent austerity as Gilliman girded his former empire.
Every brick intended to remind us of 13th Legion preeminence. Is all of the Fortress of Hera like this?
Did I make an error bringing you here for this?
Asked Numeon, addressing Zathen, though his eyes never left the great doors to the hall. The Lord of Macrag was late.
There are lords on Nocturne with smaller manses than this antechamber,
Zathen replied. Numeon still didn't look at him.
Do I need to repeat myself, sergeant?
Zathen snorted ruefully, but was contrite. He raised his hand in a gesture of compliance.
You did not make an error bringing me to this gathering, brother captain.
Who are we?
Numeon asked them all.
The 66,
uttered Zathen.
The pyre,
replied Varkir.
Salamanders,
said Zitos, and put a reassuring hand on Numeon's shoulder, who turned to regard him.
United in this fight, Vulcan is with us. You are with us, Numeon. It's time to go home.
Numeon nodded, grateful for his brother's support. He was about to say so when the doors to the audience hall opened. Robute Gilliman strode in alone. He was wearing armor, traditional ultramarines cobalt blue. A long crimson cloak with a furred trim taken from some native beast of Konor trailed across his broad shoulders. The gilded Ultima was emblazoned proudly across his chest. He had few weapons, save for a simple heavy-gauge bolt pistol holstered on his left hip, and a short-bladed gladius that would have been fit as a sword for any non-Primarch. Nothing Gilliman would ever consider going into battle with, but a necessary precaution given recent circumstances.
Captain Numeon, legionaries of the 18th,
Gilliman greeted them warmly, though his hard eyes suggested he had other matters on his mind beyond this particular meeting.
I am greatly relieved that Lord Vulcan has returned to us, and I swear to you all that everything shall be done to uncover how this happened.
He towered over the salamanders, a Macragian battle king of old, deigning to show empathy towards his serfs.
My advisers inform me the Primarch's ceremonial hammer still possessed an acute teleportation charge.
That is one explanation, my lord, said Numeon.
Gilliman nodded, not in agreement, but rather gauging the salamander's mood and coming to a decision.
Indeed it is. Either way, I am glad my brother is with us again. Yet the one complicit in his murder is not.
Numeon's eyes smouldered with repressed anger as he tried to stay mindful of his surroundings. He was also reminded of the lion's words. Gilliman quickly surveyed the others and found their demeanors similar to Numeon's. His expression darkened.
I regret that happened. Everything is being done to apprehend the traitor Barthusa Narek. I give you my personal apologies, my lord,
Numeon interrupted, but it does not matter.
Gilliman's eyes narrowed, and he could not hide his annoyance any more.
And why is that? As I said before, we are leaving. Vulcan is returned to us, and your city is no longer safe. My brothers and I thank you for sheltering us, but our father must return to the earth.
Gilliman pursed his lips. His gaze flicked to the others, who waited silently, and then back to Numeon.
Can I make a simple request before you make this decision? It is done, my lord. Once committed, a salamander does not balk or turn. That is why our loyalty can never be questioned. And I would never do so. But please, Artellus, let me speak with you alone for just a moment.
Numeon regarded the stern, patrician face of the Primarch for a few seconds before nodding.
Very well.
Gilliman led Numeon in silence to a true antechamber of the fortress. Within, it was well appointed, with deep pile rugs underfoot, several comfortable-looking chairs, and shelves lined with parchment books. A casual glance revealed maps, histories, early scientific endeavor, philosophy, Macragian culture, and art. Nothing on tactics, weapons, or warfare.
What is this place? Asked Numeon,
walking into the middle of the room as Gilliman retreated off to the side to stare from a glass portal that took up most of the south-facing wall.
A refuge, he said. I want to savor it before it is gone forever.
Numeon frowned.
Must you destroy it?
A profound sadness entered the Primarch's voice, belying the warrior and the statesman that were his ostensible personas.
Yes.
Numeon joined him at the portal. It looked out onto the castrum and beyond towards the rest of the civitas. The fortress of Hera's high vantage point provided an almost unobscured vista that genuinely stole the viewer's breath.
Quite a sight, isn't it?
Numeon had to agree.
Nocturne has its wonders, he said, but they are savage and glorious. Not like this.
Gilliman turned to face him, looking down, although his expression and his tone suggested they were equals.
Beauty in all things, Artellus. That is what I am trying to preserve here. I cannot bring myself to voice the unspeakable. It is hard enough to countenance what terror's fate may be, but I must prepare for it nonetheless.
He gestured to the view of the city.
What do you see?
Numeon saw splendor and industry. He saw the teeming millions of Macragge and the vaunted achievements of a powerful empire, resurgent from the blow dealt to it by a coalition of traitors.
I see Macragge. I see Ultimar, the crown of a glorious empire. Do you know what I see?
Numeon shook his head.
Look again, closer, said Gilliman.
Numeon did, and at first the view was the same, but as he lingered and interrogated with his eyes, a different vision began to manifest. Laborers repaired ornamental colonnades and replaced them with armored bulwarks, or flattened them for roads to convey tanks and carriers. The landing fields had been expanded for larger fleets of gunships. Towers were reinforced with metal and gun emplacements. Factorums billowed smoke, and forges toiled endlessly in the creation of materiel. In Marshall Square, a large cohort of legionaries went through practice drills. Every street and avenue, the ports and communal squares, were patrolled by warriors in cobalt blue, their bolters locked across their chests.
I have the greatest standing army amongst the legions, by most reckonings, said Gilliman,
his earlier melancholy replaced by conviction.
I have allies in two other primarchs, here on my soil, with the majority of their sworn warriors, and I am turning my beloved Macragge into a fortress. And even then, I still do not know if it will be enough. You are trying to convince us to stay,
said Numeon, but without rancor. To his credit, Gilliman did not attempt to lie.
I am.
Numeon released a long, shuddering breath.
I thought I was decided. Now I have doubt, he confessed.
Gilliman's forthright manner was in stark contrast to the lion's subtler and interpretive rhetoric. Both were highly gifted at either, though.
"Do you know what they called me after those bastards came and tried to lay waste to our way of life in Ultramar? The Avenging Sun. I like that name. It is apt, for I swear to you that vengeance is what we will seek for your father, my brother. I shall not rest until every wrong done unto us, all of us, is repaid. I have built my empire anew, with Sanguinius upon the throne."
Numeon laughed. It was a gentle, sorrowful sound. How the dreams and ambitions of Ultramar differ from those of Nocturne. We are such different people.
"Stay, Artellus," Gilliman implored. "Stay and become a part of this. Here, on Macragg, is where you are needed."
"Zathin would say we were just propaganda."
Gilliman smiled ruefully.
"Perhaps he is wise not to trust so easily." "The scars of Istvan go deep," said Numeon, as if that were all the answer he needed to give. "You would be a symbol of unity, of our shared purpose, of Imperium Secundus." "I cannot," Numeon decided at length, as he turned from the portal. "I have to take my father back to Nocturne."
"I could forbid it," said Gilliman, though the threat lacked conviction. "You know you would have to take up your swords to prevent us."
"You were convinced then?"
"Of what?"
"That Vulcan lives. I see a corpse, not my brother. Teleportation anomaly or not, I do not believe he rose from death and ended up in the memorial gardens for you to find, Numeon."
Numeon faced the Primarch once more before he left the room.
"And that is where we differ, my lord. I would have your blessing for the 66 to leave Ultramar, but I do not need it."
"You'll have it, as well as escort to the edge of the system. Your sanction to depart will suffice."
Gilliman nodded, resigned.
"Then so be it."